A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Lamed Beis, Sota 32a, pagination is 63, starting from the new Perek, about 12 lines from the top, the Mishnah tells us, Elu ne'emorim b'chol lashon, the following sections can be recited in any language. Parshas Sota, the dialogue that the Kohen has with the Sota, is in whatever language is necessary. We want to communicate very well. It's not just a ritual. We need to communicate with the woman, and that dialogue happens in whatever language she's comfortable. Vidui Meiser, the statement that a farmer makes that he took care of all the tithes appropriately. Kriya Shema, reciting the Shema morning and night. Utfila, prayer. Ubirchas Hamazon, and what we call grace after meals, benching, also can be done in any language. And the ramifications of that, and nevertheless the preference to do it in Lashon HaKodesh, Hebrew, is a discussion of its own. On Amud Beis, the Gemara develops the theme of tefillah, of prayer, and we get a bit of an insight into certain dynamics of prayer, in particular whether a person should daven loudly or softly. About a quarter or a third of the way down on the page, the beginning of the line is Me'ania Va'amira, and then we begin in the middle of the line, Tanya, we learnt. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Adam Omer Shevacho Bekol Namuch, the general rule is a person says praise in a soft voice, when he praises himself, when he acknowledges that he's done the right thing. Ugnuso bekoram, and literally the disgrace, but we're going to have to revise that. The disgrace should be done in a loud voice. Where do we see this? Shevacho bekol namuch, when you praise yourself, it's a regular voice, min vidui hamaiser, from that statement acknowledging that you did the mitzvahs, you don't scream that and advertise that. That's a statement, it's a communication. Gnuso b'kol ram, the disgrace, is said in a loud voice, the word ania, to declare it, is used, mimikra bikurim, from the section of a person who brings his first fruits, Parshas Kisavo, to the Beis HaMikdash, and he makes a declaration of historical note, realizing where he comes from, and that's genuso, his disgrace, where our origin is from idol worshippers, and Hashem rescued us and brought us to a land that we can be self-sufficient and connect with Hashem. Now, the word disgrace is a little bit misleading, and the Gemara has to revise it, because at first glance we thought disgrace would also include that the lesson here that's being learned is even personal disgrace. If I did a sin, I should let everyone know. That's the understanding. And the Gemara says that's simply not true. Ugnusa b'koram, a person's personal disgrace in a loud voice, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi, there's a different statement that says, mipnei matiknu tefillah b'lachash, why did they legislate prayer quietly? Kedei shelo levayishes ovrei avira, so that we don't embarrass the sinners who are saying confession as they pray. Now, Rashi points out that the Gemara in Brachas told us that silent prayer was learnt from Chana. But Chana did silent prayer. But what caused Chazal to legislate that silent prayer is the way to go? And that's this Gemara, that they saw in Chana's style of tefillah, that she did it quietly, a tremendous benefit. A benefit to the sinner, that he can communicate with Hashem, and it doesn't seem odd that he suddenly says it quietly, or if he would be first to say it loudly, it's going to embarrass him. So everybody says it quietly, and that's beneficial. Remarkably, the Gemara continues, Sha'arei lo cholak ha-kos of makom ben chatas la'olad. You could actually learn this principle and reinforce it by the fact that Hashem designated the same place for the chatas, the sin offering, and the olad, the sacrifice of dedication, so that the person who's bringing the sin offering should not be embarrassed. And the Gemara therefore revises this principle and says, Lo tema genusa, we're not talking about disgrace, a personal disgrace. Ela ema tsairo, we're talking about his pain and what he went through. And it should be recognized that he went through a difficult time and that he can say publicly. Kedetanya, as we find, that if a person's going through a difficult time, even in the present, he should let people know. V'tame tame yikra, a person should call out if he's a mitzora that he is tame. Tzorech lehodia tzairo l'rabim, he should let people know his pain, that he's been excommunicated, so to speak. V'rabim mevaksham alav rachamim, so that people can plead his case and pray on his behalf as well. Quite interesting that the Tamei Tamei Yikra is not just understood that he's distancing people from him by telling them he's Tamei, but it's Yodia Tzairo L'Rabim, he's letting them know that he's got a problem and he's asking them to plead his case. So we see a principle on the one hand that personal sin should be kept private, but if a person went through an ordeal, or he's currently going through an ordeal, he can share that with other people so that they in turn can commiserate and support him and pray for him. And so we go back to the original statement, when a person is praising himself, that's done in a regular voice. It's a sense of self-perspective. But what was originally worded as genuso, his disgrace, it's not his disgrace, his tsar, his pain, he should say bekol rom, to acknowledge it and share what situation he's in. So, when a person's praising himself, personal dialogue, it's a regular voice. If a person is expressing his tsar, his pain, what he went through, so that's an aniya, that's a declaration, and others should hear it as well. If it's vidui, confession, so that's done discreet, that's done quietly, and davening that we have is specifically done quietly to accommodate the fact that a person may be using the tefillah as an opportunity to solidify and express the process of teshuvah, and therefore it's done quietly. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.